Types of risk. Strategic risks can come from internal or external sources. Examples of logistics risks include the following. Demand risks. There could be low demand for a product or loss of market share to competitors. Demand could exist, but at a lower price than expected. Demand could be substantially higher than anticipated. Supply risks. Lower demand than anticipated can create warehouse capacity / storage issues. Higher demand than anticipated can create warehouse throughput issues and capacity issues with transportation. Costs of material or labor could be higher than expected. Recalls or strikes could occur. External relationships could fail to deliver promised benefits, or the unethical actions of those organizations could damage your reputation. Process risks. Service failures or capacity constraints could threaten strategy execution. Organizations could fail to correct dysfunctional internal structures such as silos, adversarial cultures, or disjointed information systems. Your or another organization could fail to communicate strategic plans or demand data due to oversight or deliberate mistrust. Financial risks. Your organization or a key partner could experience financial failure. Currency exchange, the economy, or credit availability could become issues. Environmental risks. There could be supply chain disruptions due to disasters, war, or terrorism. Government regulations, interference, failure to invest in infrastructure, or instability could make a strategy costly or impossible. Since certain areas of the world are hotspots for certain components or materials, a regional disruption such as a tsunami can create problems for multiple supply chains at once. For example, Thailand produces a large number of hard drives. Flooding in that area in 2011 indicated a risk of a reduction in supply by up to 30%, which prompted some organizations to buy up all available hard drives as a risk response. This created shortages for others and raised prices over the long term for all. In addition to the need to plan for things the organization cannot control, any strategy will generate some risks in the form of trade-offs. Exhibit 8-14 explores risks generated by a few of these trade-offs. Let's look more closely at three additional types of risk: supply chain security, compliance, and social mandates. Supply chain security. Supply chain security needs to be addressed at a strategic level because it requires a proactive response in the form of planning, policies and procedures, equipment, technology, staffing, and training. For example, hijacking is a major risk in logistics. While in-yard theft can be prevented by proper security measures, over-the-road theft could still occur, and organizations need to understand in which countries it is more prevalent and other details so they can mitigate or avoid these risks. For example, they could load trucks onto rail cars as they pass through high-risk countries or areas. Insurance transfers some of this risk. Areas that require thorough security policies and investments include warehouse pilferage. Grant no exceptions for warehouse yard access. Use a single gate to control access. Rotate work assignments and use separation of duties for movements and approvals. Perform total case counts and audit compete line items on occasion. Invest in secure storage as needed. Truck hijacking. Instruct staff to hand over keys and avoid risking their lives. Avoid high-risk routes. Invest in tracking technology. Damage. Enforce pallet stacking limits and limits on the amount of goods on a lift truck, supervising these activities. Separate items and loads to prevent cross-contamination. Invest in proper packaging. Compliance. Proof of compliance with regulations helps mitigate the risk that the organization will be denied the right to operate in a given region. Each country will have its own regulations for transportation, not to mention for import and export, taxation, and funds transfers. Organizations are responsible for understanding and complying with all applicable laws and regulations in the areas international, national, regional / state and city in which they operate. Regulations can be grouped into the following categories. Customs regulations. Customs duties require classifying goods properly and paying for the fair value of the goods. There are regulations to ensure correct markings and labeling. Import/export regulations exist to collect taxes, ban illegal or substandard goods, and prevent trade dumping, selling at less than cost to gain market share. Prohibited goods. Certain goods may be prohibited from import or export between countries due to national interest or security concerns. An import or export license may be needed. Country of origin tracking. These regulations help organizations qualify for beneficial product labeling, for example, made in, and trade agreement tax discounts. Air freight regulations. International air freight is regulated by the International Air Transport Association, IATA, and the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO. Countries can restrict the number of flights to and from their airspace and can favor their airlines, but open skies agreements do regulate this between countries. Trucking regulations. Although deregulation is common now, there are still restrictions in place to limit noise at night, to limit driver time for safety, or to ban trucks in certain areas. For example, Switzerland requires that all trucks be hauled on freight trains between certain destinations. Rail and other modal regulations. Rail regulators might regulate rates, service issues, line sales, line construction, mergers and acquisitions, line abandonments, classifications, facilities, and interchange of traffic among carriers. Key regulations for pipelines involve approval for right-of-way and environmental compliance. In the U.S., the Surface Transportation Board regulates the rail concerns just mentioned and also pipeline carriers, moving van companies, trucking companies involved in collective activities, and water carriers engaged in non-contiguous state domestic trade. It has exemption authority from certain federal, state, and local laws to suit regulations to current transportation needs. Safety regulations. For example, in the U.S., the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA, regulates motor carrier safety. Another body administers the safety features of vehicles, however, while the U.S. Coast Guard regulates maritime safety. Each state has its own police force, and traffic laws will vary. In addition, federal laws exist for vehicle weight and trailer length on interstate highways. Anti-terrorism regulations. In many locations, additional port screening is needed, and many countries have public-private partnership programs for easier clearance. In the European Union, this is the Authorized Economic Operator, AEO, program. This and similar programs such as CTPAT are discussed elsewhere, including mutual recognition agreements between certain countries. Social mandates. Social mandates take the form of the laws and regulations described above, as well as voluntary initiatives and consumer pressure. It is often the case that something starts out as social pressure, but becomes a regulation as it becomes better accepted as the right way to do things. A number of international organizations support voluntary compliance with concerns such as labor rights. For example, the United Nations has issued declarations that support human rights, labor organization, economic rights, and prevention of discrimination against women. When social pressures take the form of customer requirements, for example, labor rights, environmental protections, community reinvestment, treatment of local populations, voluntary compliance becomes necessary for the organization to be an order qualifier. Failure to comply can result in a poor reputation and lack of sales. Compliance in these cases can take the form of advertising or a voluntary reporting framework, such as that of the Global Reporting Initiative.